This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rhode Island, we are coming for you tonight. We will be at the landing at 7:30 in Newport for pregame for the road show. And then tomorrow morning at the Lobster Bar. All morning long and into the afternoon, a very special extended roadshow with Jones and Keefe tomorrow up until 2 o'clock at the Lobster Bar. So can't wait to get down there. But right now, Courtney, in today's news.
Governor Healey is upset about the ICE raids on Nantucket and the Vineyard. We talked a little bit about the Nantucket one yesterday, but she's calling on federal agents to provide more information on the 40 that were arrested between the two islands over the Memorial Day weekend. We could hear from Governor Healey.
People are being picked up. We have no information about their circumstance. There have been real questions raised about due process. It's one thing to go after and target those who have committed crimes, who are here unlawfully. You know, it's concerning when we see people, moms and dads, being ripped away from families, neighbors, you know, coworkers taken away. Literally, it looks like on the way to job sites in Nantucket and on the Vineyard.
I believe that some of them who were arrested had criminal records, one of which was a MS-13 gang member. So I don't know that the governor is, apparently she's not up to speed on that, but it's really not, it's not her responsibility. The federal government is responsible for that when it comes to those who are here illegally. We will see what happens, I guess.
It was crazy. I saw a video on Nantucket of somebody who lives there and they had the wrong person.
Yeah.
Like they pulled him over and he was said it was like the scariest 2 minutes and then they finally said, sorry, wrong person and drove away. Crazy.
Probably wasn't driving a Bentley or a Porsche or something like that. They must have been confused.
I mean, can the people on Nantucket not afford to pay actual wages for the people that work in their houses? I mean,
it's a great question. They seem
plenty of money. Fagawi looked like it was sold out. You had theme nights up in Kennebunk.
They want wanted Dale, Curtis. You know, they always wanted Dale.
Right. I just.
We have some influencers in the news.
Okay.
It's influencers in the news on the Greg Hill Show.
So the Tate brothers have been arrested and charged with rape and human trafficking in the UK. If you're not familiar, Andrew and Tristan, Andrew was like a former kickboxer. Now he's a social media influencer. His main shtick is having male followers by saying, you know, male dominance and female submission. And
he's weird.
Yeah. Well, he and his brother have 21 charges against them. They are being accused of rape. They are being accused of human trafficking and abuse.
All right.
So Andrew is also facing a civil suit in the UK, which is being brought by four women who accuse him of rape.
Okay.
We have a very creepy story as well.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
You hate to see this. A man in Hull has been accused of masturbating while driving next to another car. Mm. This happened on Monday. 39-year-old Philip Kearney was accused of driving next to a car while performing the lewd act and then not paying attention to the road in front of him because he kept eye contact with the other driver.
God, that is creepy.
Yes.
Holy hell.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Oh,
what is going on?
Yeah.
Also did not have both hands at 10 and 2 on the steering wheel.
Just had one at 6.
That's really alarming.
Yeah, so it happened on Monday. They weren't able to find him and arrest him till Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Then he arrived in Hingham District Court on charges of open and gross lewdness, neglect to operation of a motor vehicle, and unsafe operation of a motor vehicle.
I have a question. How is that call the mom? Like, hey, I was arrested. Oh, what happened? Did you run a red light? No, I was flogging the dolphin.
Well, my question too is like, how does that even start? You're driving. It's not like you're
mood strikes.
Yeah.
Did you see the story over the weekend, Craig, that the city of Boston is enacting AI to help figure out the traffic patterns?
No.
Mayor Wu has paid or using AI to figure out why we have traffic. Like, are we living in the dumbest period of human history?
Right.
Let's put the roads back the way they were. When we still had some traffic, but not gridlock, and get rid of the lanes nobody uses.
Correct. It could be where you had roads that had two or three lanes. Now they have one for traffic.
It's like the guy that's 500 pounds. It's like, I just don't know why I can't lose weight while he's at Uno's getting deep dish.
A Seton Hall baseball pitcher has filed a lawsuit about hazing against the university. The lawsuit accuses the university head coach Rob Shepard and three former teammates of coercing sexual exposure, physical assault, and sexualized rituals. It's a weird story. He was 17 at the time, a freshman. He walked into the baseball locker room one day to see his name written on a whiteboard and a makeshift boxing ring created. He was then told he had to face off with a much bigger, older teammate. He was choked, dragged, beaten so badly that he said he was left spitting blood and that it ended his dream of being able to go to the pros. The teen was then subjected to a masturbation ritual and other humiliating hazing.
Wiggy, what is it with the hazing and the like the nude wrestling?
A whole nother world.
It's a very strange thing on these college teams.
Yeah, that's a different type. Yeah, that's a
and
different
fraternities.
It's so weird. Like I have one of my best friends from high school is in a frat. And it was like I stayed at the
frat
house,
but we didn't do none of that
weird stuff. Yeah, it's very. Like,
and there would be guys wrestling naked in the locker room, but that ain't my speed.
This boy whose name's being withheld, obviously, says that on day one, they were told the freshmen all had to shave their heads. Fine. Okay, that's... But then on day two, they were told that they had to pull their pants down and show their genitals.
Yeah, like
sadistic. Like what is with these people?
Strange.
Yeah.
You'd have to ask somebody that is kind of more that speed. We haze, we ain't do none of that stuff. Maybe shave your head, shave your eyebrows, tape you to a
carry the older players' pads.
Tape you to a goal post, throw you in the cold tub, but we weren't gonna that was weird.
Yeah.
Okay. We should take a break.
Okay.
Rest of the news with Courtney coming up. And then at 9, Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow. And a lot to talk about with Craig Breslow. Lowest point of the season yesterday, Curtis?
Oh, new low. Yeah. Pathetic. The throw by Campbell was just, oh, my God.
Yeah. Icing on the cake.
Oh, was that awful. There was a time in my life where I would have chucked a remote out the window. In that moment,
I was listening to the game on the Odyssey app, and Will was talking about afterwards, post game, that Veritek and a bunch of those guys were sitting in the dugout with their basically like their heads in their hands, you know, like just miserable with what is going on there. So,
I think we all kind of know what's going on. The talent is not playing up to where they need to be, but the biggest thing that we've talked about is Cora is not doing a good job managing and baseball decisions, which are leading to a lot of games that they're losing late or they're losing by one run.
Yeah, it falls on Cora as well, though, if your talented roster is not playing up to what they are expected to.
If you had to put money on one of these two outcomes, not saying you think it's going to happen, but what is more likely, the Red Sox make the playoffs or Alex Cora is not the manager of the team next year?
The Red Sox make the playoffs. I don't see them moving on from Cora. They just extended him. And because you can't really change the players.
Yeah.
But you can change the manager. But are they going to do that? I remember I asked Baseball Brett, right? Will they get to the All-Star? Let's say they get to the All-Star break, and they're 10, 12 games on the .500. season's done. What do you do? Do you say, do you run it back with Cora?
And I also want to say, like, my dad called me yesterday. I'm disgusted with this team. I mean, injuries. And I said, Dad, you can't do four seasons in a row with the injury take.
No.
Like, you can't.
No.
You cannot do that. That was, and I love Sam, but Sam was big on the injuries last season.
But they stunk before the injury.
I know.
And it's one injury, and it was Casas. And before Casas got hurt, he stunk.
It's not just one injury.
Bregman. Well, I mean.
But when you say,
who
it's,
else?
A, when you say it's a talented.
But before Bregman got hurt.
When you say it's a talented roster, is it really?
Well, that's
like, minus Bregman, minus Garrett Crochet.
Devers, Duran.
Trevor Story blows.
Yeah, he does. But I'm saying going into it, we didn't say when we were down in spring training or we were going into the season, we didn't say this roster is not talented.
And I would also just say for those that say they won't pay the manager to do nothing, they literally paid David Price $19 million to pitch for the Dodgers. They're paying half of Chris Sale's salary today. They paid Ruzny Castillo $72 million, and he played like 10 games.
So they could do it if they wanted.
It has no bearing on the CBT. It's just the manager. Like, I'm not saying it's absolutely going to happen, but how bad does that John Henry Cohiba post look right now? Like, you're celebrating a team that's now four games under 500.
But we bought in.
I did, right. 100%.
Yeah.
You know, right, and so when
I'm
you
just
look,
an optimist, Greg.
When you buy in, and I know there has been some injuries, Courtney. I'm not saying that there's no injuries, but you stunk before Bregman got hurt, right? Casas stunk before his injury.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So when you look at some of the guys that are hurt, you can't blame it on that. You got to look at, and that's why I go to the on-the-field stuff. That's what we look at. And especially when your record is, what was it, 6-21? Isn't
in
it now?
In one-run games, it's 6-15.
6-15.
Yeah, they can't hit the ball and advance the runner.
They have two more one-run losses than any team in baseball, and they have two more one-run losses this year than they did all of last season.
Right, and you know, for my baseball expertise, going back to Little League and all-city catcher, Brooksy, the one-run games, I feel like a manager has a lot more to do with that because of decisions that he makes. The one thing I didn't get yesterday, and I get they do it in baseball, you pinched hit Abreu. Pinched hit Abreu late in that game for, what's his name? How do you say the guy that was complaining saying they stunk?
Ref Snyder.
But Abreu, he was having a good game. He didn't hit a monster home run. So I don't get the pinch hit in him.
Analytics are analytics, but Curtis, you would know because you're the savant. Is this number accurate? They currently hold a Major League Baseball record when it comes to runners in scoring position. They are .036.
Their batting average if the season ended today, that would be the lowest batting average with runners in scoring position in the history of Major League Baseball, which includes the dead ball era.
I mean, it's horrendous.
So I'm going back to May 12th, okay? So they were 22-21. Today they sit at 27-31. They're 5-10 in their last 15. With Cora managing, they're 3-10. Because the two wins there, one was on graduation day, and the next one was the next game where Walker Buehler and Cora got tossed in the second.
Yeah.
So, not a good look.
All right, well, we will get to talk to Craig Breslow about all of these things coming up at 9 this morning. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox get swept by the Brewers. Final game score 6-5 in extra innings. Brian Baio had the start. He went 4 2/3 where he gave up a run on 3 hits while striking out 2. That loss puts the Sox at 27-31 on the season. Craig Breslow will join us this morning at 9. The guys are off tonight before taking on the Braves in Atlanta tomorrow. Trevor Story saying that the Sox need to figure it out and how to get it done. Here he is on the Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
AB's not coming back anytime soon, so you know, we can't, like, this is our team, you know what I mean? We can't sit here and be waiting for reinforcements. We got to find a way to get it done. And we're a versatile offense. We know we can win with speed, small ball. But yeah, it starts on, you know, with us. We got to, you know, yeah, that's what it's about.
How about you hit that round thing that they throw at you? Or even, I like the small ball. You know, you get runners in scoring position, little small ball, little squeeze bunt maybe. I don't know.
Well, kickstart your summer with a Nissan. These offers are going fast at the Nissan Summer Sales Event. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. In the NBA, the Thunder are headed to the NBA Finals. They closed out their series with the Timberwolves in 5 games with the final last night, 124-94 at home. Tonight, the Pacers will try to close it out in the East with the Knicks. They're in New York for Game 5. Tip is at 8. And in the NHL, Florida is headed to the Stanley Cup Finals, taking down the Hurricanes 5-3 last night. Tonight, Edmonton will try to close it out in Dallas. Puck drop at 8. That was brought to you by Shaw's Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. Want to win free groceries and epic Boston sports and concert prizes? Enter the Shaw's Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes. Just spend $50 or more and check your receipt for your entry code. It's that easy. Official rules at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com.
By the way, congratulations in order for Charlie Woods, who had the biggest win of his young career yesterday.
Oh.
And he's, I believe he is the 604th ranked amateur in the country. Ended up shocking everybody with a win at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green by 3 strokes over the leaders. And so maybe he's on his way to the PGA, the son of Tiger Woods.
And he's like 15, right? Or is he
younger,
7?
Is he younger than that?
I think he's 16.
Yeah.
All right. We will get to the rest of this morning's news next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.